And welcome back here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder sitting down now with legislative candidate for District 42, Mel McNay. Also, you might know Mel as the retiring CEO of Great Plains Health in North Platte. Mel, good to have you back in the studio, sir.
Good morning, Tristan. Thank you for having me today, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners. And I want to wish them all a good morning and a great start to a good day.
Now, Mel, I invited you in the studio this morning to discuss the redistricting process, which recently came to a conclusion of the Nebraska legislature.
Yes, Tristan, as you know, I announced my campaign as a conservative candidate for Nebraska legislature a few months ago in June. And over the last few months, barring COVID emergencies at the hospital, I have worked hard to get our message out and listen to our voters and talk with them about the issues that are important to them. The demographics and the makeup of the district I was running for back in June have changed, and now those changes are obviously due to redistricting. For those that are not aware of it, that occurs every 10 years where the state legislature has to look at the U.S. Census data and then make those changes. And for every 10 years, our state legislature is involved in a very robust and spirited debate. And I think that's important because it's very meaningful to the different state legislatures and the areas that they represent. And so, like every 10 years, we went through the same process this time. And senators come to that debate to defend their areas and their interests and their community's interests and their district's interests. And so this process didn't seem any different than in the past. And our legislature had an energized and passionate debate for a few weeks and ultimately came to a compromise. What does that mean for Legislative District 42? Is that we've gained a few new areas in our district. Mm-hmm. Those areas include Hooker County, which is the community of Mullen. It also includes Thomas County, which includes Thedford. McPherson, which includes the community of Tryon. Logan, which includes the community of Stapleton. And then parts of Perkins County, not inclusive of the city of Grant. It doesn't change our campaign or our mission to bring a real strong conservative voice to the legislature. And I'm excited to be able to meet folks in those areas, get to know what their issues are and get to know them so I can represent them in Lincoln. And as you may know, Great Plains Health gets a lot of its patients from the same service area as our legislative district is. Mm-hmm. We currently provide healthcare services to the community of Mullen. That's something new we started this year. And so we have also staff that are employed at the hospital that come from all four of those counties.
Sure.
And so it's just a natural extension probably of our legislative district. And I want to make sure that they continue to have a strong conservative voice representing them.
And I think that's a really good point you bring up too, Mel. Senator Groney mentioned when talking about the redistricting that these individuals turn into our local media outlets. That's where they get their news from. They subscribe to our local papers, watch KNOP, and they also come here for retail, but they're coming here for their medical needs also. So I think that's a very good point you bring up.
Yes, and we've been very supportive. For instance, in the community of Mullen, the clinic up there, we have two primary care providers, the Boyers, and we have this last 6 months helped providing them assistance in maintaining their practice and maintaining access to quality care in the Mullen community.
Mm-hmm. And natural extension, too. I was talking with Senator Groney, with your opponent in the campaign, too. I don't imagine there's going to be a lot of individuals that disagree on a lot of issues in Legislative District 42. I think for the most part, what benefits North Platte or Brady benefits Mullen and Stapleton, like we were talking about.
Yeah, and I think it's important, too, that the senator from our district really represents our farmers, our ranchers, our agricultural families, and so that they have a voice in the Nebraska legislature.
Now, obviously, this does change the campaign a little bit for you, Mel. I don't think this changes the message or, I guess, the brass tacks of the campaign, but changes it a little bit as there's a little more territory, a little more mileage you'll be putting on the car.
Yeah, I think my wife and I have discussed that, and my pickup will be going many more miles and many more oil changes, Tristan.
So you've been very active in the campaign thus far. I've seen some pictures on social media of you attending some parades. Even though we're getting out of parade season, how do you plan to campaign to the new portions of Legislative District 42?
I think it's important that we engage and communicate with each of the communities with through forums, offering time for them to come and share their concerns and thoughts in a just informal setting. I really enjoyed interaction with the members of the community of Maxwell, just very informal, a group of individuals that shared their concerns and thoughts with me, and I learned a lot going there, and that's the kind of stuff I want to do.
I saw you at the Chili Cook-Off last week, and you were telling me about that too off the air, and it sounds like it's a little bit of fun also.
Yes, they play a lot of cards, and they have a lot of food, and I hope it's not a precursor to a huge weight gain for this candidate.
So, Mel, what else would you like to add this morning about the redistricting process and your thoughts?
You know, probably I'd like to add, too, is that I come from an area similar to the Mullen, Tryon, Stapleton area. I grew up in a smaller community on an agricultural farm, really involved in ranching and farming for my first 35 years of my life. And so it's like coming home and really listening to some of the issues that they're faced with. Currently, my family still owns an operates a farm and ranch operation, and I was really involved in that up to about 30 years ago. And the issues that they face are sometimes tremendous, especially from year to year, depending on the weather, some of the other things. And we have to deal with the property taxes, too. We have to make it so that young people can continue to farm, continue to ranch, and live in our community. We can regain that rural senator, so to speak, if we increase the population in Lincoln County. Mm-hmm. And I really feel that some of the things going on, things that we've worked on over the years to increase the economics of North Platte, are going to come back, and we're going to benefit from that.
Again, we have Mel McNade joining us, retiring CEO of Great Plains Health in North Platte. And Mel also announced back in June his candidacy for Legislative District 42, a seat that's going to be vacant when Senator Mike Groney reaches his term limit here in just a few months. So, Mel, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I just want to thank the viewers. If you have listeners, if you have questions, feel free to contact me. Very happy to listen to people's concerns. And just want to also extend a thank you to our healthcare providers and workers. We continue to see up and downs of the COVID numbers. We were hoping we were on a downward trend not here too long ago, but we've spiked back up again. And keep them in your thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. And Mel, if there's anybody out there that wants to learn more about your campaign or have interaction with you directly, how can they do so?
They can contact me by email or just visit our website.
Awesome. Mel, we appreciate you stopping by the studio this morning.
Thank you.